Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you, Lord, as we go into your precious word here. We are again encouraged and blessed to know that we serve a God that has compassion. And thank you for your compassion here on a lady that hasn't got a husband and she's only got one child. And so you go and you raise a child from the dead, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that this is the family, the God we have come to. Elohim. Hallelujah. Thank you. And thank you also that as the Jews say here, when they saw this beauty and this love, that God has come to help us. And thank you, Lord, that we can know that you came for all. One came, one died. One lives for all, united Jew and Gentile in yourself, so that we can come back to the reality of your wonderful love plan for us. So thank you for this word this morning. Let it encourage us that we are the people of God. We are the called ones. We have called on the name of the Lord, and now we are saved and enjoying salvation on a daily basis. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Luke 7, verse 12 to 17. As Jesus approached the city gate, a dead man was being carried out. He was his mother's only son, and she was a widow. A large crowd from the city was with her, and when he saw her, the Lord had compassion for her and said, "Don't cry." He stepped forward and touched the stretcher on which the dead man was being carried. Those carrying him stood still. Jesus said, "Young man, I say to you, get up." The dead man sat up and began to speak, and Jesus gave him to his mother. Awestruck, everyone praised God. "A great prophet has appeared among us," they said. "God has come to help his people." This news about Jesus spread throughout Judea and the surrounding region.
Hallelujah. So they were awestruck, and what was Jesus' words to the boy? "Get up, arise and shine." And that's his word to us. It was just so beautiful. You know, God came to the people that he had prepared to be a testimony, the Jews, to take this beautiful gospel into the world. And so he came and he appeared to them first. And the beautiful thing there, we've got the disciples that saw beauty in him, looked to him, drew near and took hold of his mighty love, and they've given us these gospels. I mean, Luke wasn't even one of the original disciples, just as Paul wasn't and Mark wasn't. They were all guys that were touched by the love of God, the love of Jesus in the disciples, and then they became a part of the family. And so we've got a beautiful family that we are aware of. We've been put into the vine together with them. We are part of the building, the house of God, just as they are. We built on the foundation of the prophets, Jesus and the apostles, the 12 disciples. And then the wonderful scripture that you've got here, guys, because sometimes people would think that, no, the people of God are just the Jews. The people of God is he came for all. Amen. And Jesus came for all, he died for all, and he lives for all. It's now come to Jesus because he's called us from every tribe, from every nation. We need to draw close. So the beautiful scriptures are in Ephesians, is we are now his workmanship for good works laid out for us. So we cease from our own works and we enter into the family, into relationship, into obedience by the Spirit, into drawing close on a daily basis, taking up our cross, taking up the purpose and plan God has got for us. And we encourage everyone else, hey, come home. God made you. God's got plans with you. Stop from your self-righteous and unrighteousness. Wake up to the righteousness of God, the rights of God being your source, your Father, the Son, the one ruling and reigning is there to lead you, to shepherd you by the power of the Holy Spirit into the kingdom realities that you've been brought into. So be blessed, guys. Wake up, arise and shine, for your light has come in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.